Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So we're trying to understand the social system in Islam, and we're trying to dig deeper into how we are able as individuals to contribute to social justice, to understand what our position is as far as bringing about coexistence and peace and harmony, and in all, you know, just being better people and living that positive life, that spiritual life, all under the umbrella of religion and Islam, and keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala content and happy with what it is that we are doing in this world. And I think when we base that on mutual understanding, when we base it on avoiding any kind of tension or whatever will escalate to any kind of rivalry or hostility, that's the best kind of system that we need to live in. When we know that you mediating between people who are at dispute is a best form of ibadah, when we understand that, you know, the best kind of person is someone who people are safe about, you know, they don't need to be worried about how sharp their tongue is or how dangerous they are. They know that this person, he's a passive person, a kind person, a respectable person. You know, yes, when it comes to issues to do with religion, he or she, they're not someone who compromises. You know, when it comes to something like al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar, they don't allow some kind of evil or haram to be practiced or become widely spread in the community. This is something that they clearly against. You know, that's the kind of person you want to be defined as. And here there's also going to be that importance of you assisting others as well. You know, you're mediating, you're also assisting. And I think that's where this topic plays a very, very important role. And that is when it does come to how we need to help and assist and support others in matters of individual need, in matters of collective social need, you're always going to be there for someone. People can rely on you. People can trust you. People know that if they do need something, then you are the person to go to. And that's pretty much the most honorable kind of feature a person can have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Assist one another in affairs of righteousness and piety. Wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wal udwan. And do not assist, do not contribute, do not facilitate in any way towards sin and udwan, transgression, transgressing towards one another, towards each other, or towards anybody else. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 2. And this is exactly why, you know, there are so many ahadith. Let's give you one example from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. He says, لا يزال الناس بخيرٍ. People are good, continue to be good as long as لا يزال الناس بخيرٍ ما أمروا بالمعروف. As long as they do their amr bil ma'ruf and their nahi an munkar. And this is the point for this episode, wa ta'awanu 'ala al-birri wa taqwa, and they assist each other, they help each other, they contribute to what will allow them to do something righteous.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
For example, you know that this person, if I was to give him or her a certain amount of money, they would do something righteous. Or if I was to help him or her in affairs of their life or in education or whatever it is, that's called ta'awun. You know, you're helping one another in affairs, in issues, in matters that will elevate their social status, their religious status, their education, their wealth, their financial side, whatever it may be. You know, you are contributing to them doing good and righteous and having piety, and also you as well. Here the hadith says, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadhlimuhu. A Muslim is the brother of another fellow Muslim who does not oppress each other. They do not oppress them. وَيَحِقُّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي التَّوَاصُلِ وَالتَّعَاوُنِ عَلَى الْتَعَاطُفِ. And it is something that it is important. It is a right, it is a duty that believers assist and help each other with compassion and connect with each other with compassion and with any form of assistance possible.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of the program on IRIB English Radio.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, let me read this hadith, very interesting hadith. Shahidtu fi dari Abdullah ibn Jud'an halfan ma uhibbu أن ليف به حمر النعم ولو أدعى به في الإسلام لأجابت. Which basically means, before the Ba'tha, he had that there was like a promise or a vow between him and Abdullah ibn Jud'an. And this was in the sense of defending him. If he was to have called me or held me accountable for that a vow, I would have accepted. And that's the whole way of understanding how we need to contribute with one another and assist one another in areas that would make their life better. Now here, we might be talking about religion, we might be talking about money, we might be talking about education, whatever the case may be, there needs to be that level of ta'awun, there needs to be that level of assistance and helping and being there for one another. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.